she said, hardly in control of her voice. She thrust the paper at Sarah Jane and stood up blindly. While Sarah Jane looked at it, Sally walked to the end of the orchard, plucked a twig off the apple tree, and shredded it to pieces. She felt as if someone had crept into her life and befouled everything in sight, that anyone could write such a pack of filthy lies about her. But it was impossible. She couldn't take it in. There was worse to come. She heard Sarah Jane gasp and turned quickly. Sarah Jane was holding out the last section of the document. It was headed Prayer. Sally took it and sat down. She felt unable to stand. The page read, "The petitioner therefore prays that the said marriage be dissolved, that the petitioner be granted the custody of the child, Harriet Rosa, with immediate effect, that..." It was enough. Sally wanted to read no more. Someone unknown, this parish, a liar, a madman, wanted to take her child away from her. Only a few yards away, Harriet sat on the grass, teasing out the end of a piece of old rope Webster had given her, and seeing how it wanted to twist together again. Bruin lay forgotten beside her. She was utterly absorbed, concentrating fiercely on the extraordinariness of things like rope. Sally got to her feet and ran to her and caught her up in a hungry embrace, aware of her own strength and trying not to hurt her, but wanting her as close as she could get. Harriet submitted to it patiently. Embraces had to be put up with. Finally, Sally let her go and kissed her and put her gently down on the grass again. Harriet picked up the rope and carried on. "I'm going to the city," she said to Sarah Jane. "I've got to take this to my solicitor. It's nonsense, of course. The man's mad or something, but I must see him at once. The case is a fortnight," Sarah Jane said. "In the Royal Courts of Justice, that's what it says." Sally took up the document. She didn't like touching it. She put it back in the envelope and kissed Harriet once, twice, three times again, and went to get ready for the train to London.